Agenda 21 is the agenda for the 21st century, because people think to themselves, oh, well, Agenda 21, that's an old thing. That's an old plan. It's now been replaced by Agenda 2030. No, it hasn't. That is not true. It's designed to make you not look at that huge body of information that's out there for you on Agenda 21. And that's what you want. Yeah. It's the blueprint to inventory and control all land, all water, all plants, all minerals, all construction, all means of production, all education, all information, all law enforcement, and all human beings in the world. It's a total plan. It's a completely, totally comprehensive plan. It covers every element of your life, from your birth to your death. It's
Most of my listeners have heard of the amazing antioxidant and immunity building benefits of C60, but what you may not know is how amazing black seed oil is as a carrier for C60. Black seed oil has been called the miracle herb by the National Health Institute because of all the health benefits, such as anti-inflammatory, anti-diabetic, and so much more. That is why I personally take the ultra pure 99.99% C60 in black seed oil. It's now available in gel caps, so no more slurping down that disgusting oil. Listeners can get Live Longer Labs' patented Ultra Pure No Solvent C60 at exclusive discounted prices now at my shop. Go to sarahwestell.com under shop and learn more.
If you have smart growth cities, and smart growth is it's the hardscape for our future poverty. It is the design style for United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. And what it looks like is high-density development, the Manhattanization of a small town, of any town, where right in the center of your town you've got the stuff that's going in right now, built right to the edge of the sidewalk, 12 feet high, that's your retail. And above that, you have multiple stories of residential. It's often paid for with your tax dollars. The infrastructure is paid for often with your property tax dollars, your sales tax dollars. Your government is actually getting grants, has gotten grants from HUD, EPA, and Department of Transportation. These are Sustainable Development Challenge grants. Anyway, there's grants. There was hundreds of millions of dollars put out into the United States for regional plan grants, not to build anything, just to plan. And these smart growth is the design style. So that is dense clustering the center of your town. Then you put your town's roads on a road diet, which means you narrow the town roads so that it used to be four lanes on your main street. Now it's two lanes with a going in either one in either direction. A median, a bike lane on either side, wide sidewalks, and then your retail, ground floor retail with your residential above. Well, that kind of looks good. You're asking me, what's it going to look like? What do we want to do? How do we want to regulate our towns? Well, if you've got, a lot of density in a city center like that, what you're doing is putting a huge strain on your systems, on your water system, on your energy systems, your gas, your electricity. Right now, they're outlawing gas use. They're saying, and I'm not talking about in your vehicle, I'm talking about Berkeley, Santa Monica. Many cities have made it so that no new development can have gas. You can't have a gas fireplace. You can't have a gas heater. You can't have gas stoves. So what is that going to do? It's going to put a demand on for microgrids and the smart grid. And that is the Internet of Things, 5G, and this is how you control a population, is you make it so that, hey, that makes sense.
If you didn't have gas stoves and stuff, I mean, because what do you do then? You just do electric? That's it?
Yeah, that's right, 100% electric, and then it's so-called 100% renewables, and then you've got the microgrid, the smart grid, which is, targeting in on specific locations, so that they can be more easily managed, controlled, and surveilled. And remember, Agenda 21 is an inventory and control plan. That is what it is. So don't get, into, I mean, I do get into the weeds, and I'm not saying you shouldn't. Of course, we want to. But don't, you know, the thing with climate change, it's not whether it's real or not. It could be real. It could be real. But if it wasn't, they would have invented it because it's so perfect for this plan. It's a way to design the whole systems so that they are regulating our lives, limiting us, restricting us, and making us more easily surveilled, managed, and controlled. And that is the plan.
Well, the reason I do specifics so that people can go, okay, that makes sense to me. You know, you do a specific example so that they can understand the big, but the, you know, like we have still, even if climate change, like I say, climate change, it's like, well, you always have climate change and we do have pollution problems. We do have mass extinctions, you know, of big, large animals. We have issues, but with not how they say it is. But, you know, we're seeing it with, I do a lot of broad things with global monetary planning and things as far as what we talk about. And the central bankers, which goes right into Agenda 30, Agenda 21, they are planning on, they want to do a digital worldwide currency. They want to get rid of the governments being able to decide where the budgets go, how you budget out the money. And they want to base everything on carbon, reducing carbon, CO2. The reason why it upsets me that they're pushing the CO2 is CO2, we need CO2 to survive as a planet. There was 500 scientists that said, hey, wait a minute, CO2 is plant food. You know, you can't, now we have carbon dioxide that pollutes the air, but CO2 is something that if there's more of it, then plants grow more to compensate for that difference. In a city, yeah, you're going to have some CO2 problems because you don't have enough plants. But it's bullshit science is what I'm trying to say. And if they force companies to reduce their carbon footprint and make it so you can't get capital unless you have no carbon footprint, people are going to die because we need the carbon. We need the CO2. The plants need it, and we need the plants so that we can breathe and eat and whatever.
Well, I don't believe, you know, the entire premise, I think, is... But anyway, you know, the thing is, you know, I mean, this is whole fintech, all of this blockchain, it's all about, you know, full tracking so that you can't buy anything without them knowing. You can't do any exchange without it being recorded. You can't, you know, I mean, if you go to Coinbase to buy Bitcoin, you're going to have to give your name, your address, your phone number, your social security number, and scan your driver's license, I mean, or your passport. I mean, you're not buying anything. You know, you want to use a dollar bill to buy something, nobody knows you bought it. FinTech is all about this. It's about management. It's about control. It's about limitation. Now, if you have a carbon-based economy, I mean, you know, if you're talking about, what am I trying to say here? I'm spacing it out. It's, you know, carbon credits, obviously, carbon credits. You know, if you're talking about buying and selling carbon credits, well, it's not just carbon credits that you're going to be buying and selling. You're going to be buying energy credits. You're going to be buying water credits, and it's going to be down to the individual. So, of course, carbon trading, you know, all of this, it's a scam. It's a manipulation, the carbon exchanges. This is, you know, it's ridiculous. You know, the whole thing is about disrupting, destroying, breaking the existing system. That's what Agenda 21 is about. It's about breaking the existing system. That's why gender, all of this, all gender roles, that's why all of that is part of it. Because it's first order, second order, and third order change. We're in third order change. It's about destroying, disrupting the existing system. Mao did it. Mao Zedong did it. You go take a look at the Cultural Revolution and the Gang of Four and the Great Leap Forward. You're going to see how it happened there. It happened in Stalin did it. Okay, just killing millions of your own people. But that's what it takes to destroy an existing system. So that's where we're at.
And the people who, one of the things that I've observed is the people who are fighting for it the most to help them out because they think it's about equality. They think it's about all these things. I call them useful idiots for the oligarchs. They're the ones that are going to be the most horrified and fighting back once they realize what was ushered in. and are going to be the first ones taken out and killed. That's my understanding of what, how Mao and Stalin, all these people did it. They knew that those people are going to be the first ones to fight back once the they realized the propaganda was bullshit, because they're going to fight back the hardest. It scares me because it doesn't have to be just conspiracy wacko things when you can see that this has happened through history multiple times. Now, there are things like the Guidestones, Georgia Guidestones, and things about how much they want to depopulate. What do you think about that, and what kind of timelines are some of those, you know, the depopulation? That's just scary. It's very scary for me. And how do you see that happening?
Well, you know, I don't know about the Georgia. I do know about them, but I don't, you know, I don't know who did it and whatever.
That's fair. That's fair. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, you know, my entire career is fact-based. I had to testify in court. Everything I talk about is true. It's provable. And I'm talking about source documents. I'm not talking about, perfect, you know, I don't mean anyone who's not, you know, on the same page that I am. But what I'm saying is that, you know, everything I'm talking about, you can go to your city planning department and go get that book. You know, this was actually, it's a plan that was agreed to by the United States and 178 other, you know, global leaders. And it was brought back into the United States through the President's Council on Sustainable Development in 1993 by President Clinton. And they served for 6 years on that. That was cabinet level secretaries, corporations, nonprofit environmental groups, and including Ciba Geigy, the drug corporation. Okay, they decided that they could implement this plan, about 70% of this plan, without the public knowing, administratively. But then they said, you know what? People might get upset when they realize that a dictatorship is being erected all around them. So let's make them part of the plan. Let's bring them into the plan so that they don't make a revolution. Okay? So what they did then was they put out a couple of books. Now, they commissioned a book called Growing Smart, Legislative Guidebook for Planning and the Management of Change. That came out in 2002. That's why I suddenly, as a government district branch chief appraiser, went into a planning department and said, whoa, what happened here? What happened was that book came out in the United States and it changed planning all over the United States. The other thing they did was they commissioned a book called Sustainable Development, A New Consensus. And consensus is, you know, the word consensus, it means agreement of all parties. Well, a new consensus, what your government intends is to have a new consensus, which means neutralization of the opposition and conversion of enemies to the plan. I'm talking about a source document paid for by your government, a real book that you can get and read. I am talking about real documents. So yes, you know, it's clear, Limits to Growth, 1972, you've got Habitat 1, 2, and 3 with the United Nations. Now you can tell me, oh, the United Nations, it's out there, it's not here, it doesn't have any effect on us. I'm telling you right now, President's Council on Sustainable Development is no joking around. 10 cabinet level secretaries in 1993 through 1999 changed your government in the United States and around the world. And if you want to see the documents, go to our website, postsustainabilityinstitute.org, and look at who agreed to Agenda 21. And then we have a link to the United Nations where you can actually see the countries. And then you can actually go to whatever country you're in, check to see. They only actually tracked it on the UN site until 1997. But of course, then, you know, that'll give you everything you need to find it right now. And I can help you find it. That's exactly what we do, is we help you find it in your town so you know how to fight it. Because you can't fight, you know, I don't care about the Georgia Guidestones, okay? That stuff is just candy for your head. Who cares?
It's perfect what you're saying. Yeah. It makes us look foolish and like conspiracy theorists. So I'm glad you're saying that.
I don't even care. It's, you know, are you doing this to be, are you watching me to be entertained? Or are you watching me to learn something so that you can go out and fight this plan? That's what you're watching me for. I'm not doing this for my entertainment, and I'm not making any money off of this. What I'm doing this for is so that you will fight this plan, and you can do it. We are doing it all over the world. We could not do it without independent media, without alternative media.
I say independent. I say independent, no alternative, because we're independent journalists. And maybe some of them are alternative journalists, I suppose. But I say I'm a professional. And I'm just not controlled, but keep going.
Yeah, that's it. And you know, those, there are millions of us. You're not going to see it in the mainstream press. There are literally, this is a worldwide nonpartisan resistance movement.
Well, let me ask you, why does the United States restrict it so much more than Europe? Because I've heard you say in the past that in Europe, people are talking about it in newspapers and in the media, but here it's completely blacked out. Why is it blacked out completely here, but not so in other places in the world?
Sure. Well, I'll just talk about that for, you know, let me just say that the Hong Kong movement, the Brexit movement, the Yellow Vests, that's all against Agenda 21. That's what they're fighting, is Agenda 21. The reason I've got a great flyer, and a lot of this, you know, we have flyers on our websites. We have, I don't know, about six or eight of them that are two-sided flyers that are real good at giving you the nutshell version of this stuff. And they're great. You can make 100, print the flyer out, go take it to your printer, make 100 copies or thousands of copies as have been done. Get up early in the morning and put them out there on doorsteps. Use your social media. If you've got to be on Facebook, use it for this purpose. Don't look at stupid cat videos. So, so the reason you asked me why is it that, you know, that there's so much negative press about it in the United States that we're called conspiracy theorists.
Well, we are so much more. Yeah, we're so much more blacked out here than other places in the world, it seems. But you correct me. Tell me what's real.
Well, okay. So the reason I brought up my site and flyers is because I have a flyer on there. It's called something like Why the Mainstream Press is Lying to You About Agenda 21. And the United States is, this isn't, goodness sakes, I'm so politically correct. You know, I hate to say the United States is the most powerful nation on the planet. Golly. But, it takes a lot. We have a very powerful constitution. It takes a lot to destroy a free people. And we still have that document. It still guarantees our rights, our individual rights. And that's what it's for. It's not there to control us. It's there to protect us and to protect our rights. Now, you can say we've got lousy government right now, and I will agree with you. Why? Because we have lost control of it. Because it's our fault. You know, it's because you'd rather sit on the couch and eat Cheetos than go down to your city council meeting. That's why. It's your fault. Okay? So that's the reason why we don't have good government. And it's because nobody's paying attention, and these people have taken it over. So you have to take it back. And no, it's not going to happen overnight. It's got to be, you know, you got to do it. And it takes a while. Excuse me for being so, you know, I'm not angry. I'm just want to be real. So the reason that mainstream press, okay, so why is this happening in the U.S.? Is that, first of all, we have a lot of money here. We've got a lot of freedom. We have free press. We did have a free press until the press itself has allowed itself to be bought out by a few major corporations. And we still can go up, you can still go down to a street corner and start talking about anything you want, and people will cluster around you and listen if they want to. We have the ability, we have a lot of money as individuals, and we have the ability to influence a lot of the world. And that is why our press has come down so hard on us for talking about this, because we have power. If you use that power, you're dangerous. But don't you want to be dangerous to this plan? That's what you're for. That's, you know what? You already have proven, I'm not talking about you, Sarah, but I'm talking about everybody who's listening to me. I'm talking about most everyone who's listening to me. How many of you are in debt? Raise your hand. How many of you are in debt, in school debt? Well, you know what? You know, I have to say that you paid for your own indoctrination, and the debt plan, this debt thing is purposeful. It's a way to destroy your ability to be free. And, you know, this kind of debt, not only did you pay to get indoctrinated with sustainable development principles, but you're not even worth, you are not worth your debt. Because look, you can't pay it off. You can't create enough value. There's not enough value in you to pay your debt off. Hate to say it. So that's really it. You know, we've got a new value system. You're not worth it. Now, you ask me, how do we know if they're going to kill people or whatever? And I just say to you, you are not worth it. And the thing that's going on right now is, you know, they're looking for people who are worth it. So you find globally that there's a search for people of value. And that's why these big universities are out there doing global searches. You know, you're going to have bringing in foreign students from all over the world, Stanford, you know, whatever the universities are, there's the research universities, they're looking for people who add value. They could, but of course they can't announce that. So they bring you in too, and you get yourself all indebted, and the joke's on you because you're not worth it. But there are people who are worth it, and they don't actually have to pay to go to school. I tell you, their schooling is paid for. You pay for it.
Well, that's really sad. Yep. Well, okay. Well, how do people, you already said your website. Can you say it again? You also have your book, the Behind the Green Mask. How do people get hold of you? How do they get their book? Go ahead.
Behind the Green Mask. Yeah. Okay. So I'll tell you why you want my book. I told you this is a global plan. It's implemented locally. You need to know what it looks like locally. It's there in your town, and it doesn't come called Agenda 21. So you're not going to know what it is. You won't, you know, in fact, you may be working for it actively. You may actually be supporting it yourself right now. So you don't know. So you got to get my book, which is a very short, easy to read book, very quick read. And you can get it from me on our website for the book is behindthegreenmask.com. And then you can get it on Amazon and Kindle and Nook and all those places too. And then you want to look at our website, which is Democrats Against UN Agenda 21.com. And it's called that, you know, don't give me a hard time. I don't feel like reading your emails about, don't I know, blah, blah, blah. Yes, I do.
you don't believe in the left-right paradigm anymore, I'm assuming. I mean, most of us that are listening to my show have kind of realized that the left-right paradigm is full of crap. And you're getting, I'm getting people from all sides of the aisle that are coming in and going, wait a minute, things just aren't right.
Yeah, there is no aisle anymore. But anyway, you know, yes, the reason is because we created that website back in, 2005 or something like that. I've been a Democrat. I was a registered Democrat since I first started to vote when I was 18 years old. And one thing was that when the resistance to this started coming out, it was only people who were in the conservative camp who were talking about it. I was the only one on the left. So that's why that's been one reason why a lot of people have interviewed me over the years, because I break that, break through that line that says that the only way that you're going to be talking about this is if you're a conservative, which, you know, I don't even know what I am at this point, and it's irrelevant. Yes, I voted for Donald Trump. You do the best you can with what you've got at the moment. So you can find me on, if you can't remember my name, whatever, Rosa Agenda 21. Just put that in your search browser. You're going to come up with tons of videos, lots of stuff. But remember, it's not about you sitting on your butt watching me talk about this. It's about you getting out there and doing something about it. And a lot of it's not fun, you know, but you can make it fun. We've made a lot of this stuff fun. There's nothing more fun than anti-Delphi-ing a government meeting. And I teach you how to do that. It's not hard. It's fun. You can destroy their plan. You can destroy their plan. Is there anything more important in your life than committing to doing that? What else are you doing? that's more important than that. I don't think anything. So, you know, that's what you're going to do. And you start doing it locally, get yourself elected to whatever. Don't tell me how it doesn't matter while you sit on your ass and watch TV. It does matter. Get elected. Get elected to your union. Get elected. Say, hey, I don't want my union dues going to pay for that dude to get elected. You know, go and fight him. And you're not fighting him, you know, unless you're fighting him. You got to engage. So it's fun. You can do it. It's very powerful. You're going to feel more invigorated. You won't be as depressed. You're not going to feel like, oh, my God, there's nothing we can do. You'll feel like, hey, I'm doing what I can. Take 15 minutes of your day. Do what you can. Talk to people about it. Since you don't know enough about it, get some flyers and pass them out. Don't talk to anybody because they're going to want to argue with you. So you want to pass these flyers out. Don't hand them to people. Don't do that because then you're going to waste your time. Get up early in the morning, stick them on doorsteps, right? Post this stuff on YouTube. Post it on whatever you're on if you've got to be on something. And don't be on anything. You know what? If you want to smoke weed, if you want to drink, do it after you do this stuff, okay? That stuff is all about destroying your ability to think clearly and be powerful. And you want to be powerful. It's the only value you have right now. Otherwise, you're a useless eater.
Well, thank you so much for that. I love that little rant you went on. I just let you go. Well, thank you so much. Will you stick around for my Patreons?
Oh, yeah, sure. Happy to.